This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. military pulled off its biggest day of evacuation flights out of Afghanistan by far Monday. But deadly violence that has blocked many desperate evacuees from entering Kabul's airport persisted, and the Taliban signaled they might soon seek to shut down the airlifts. 28 U.S. military flights ferried about 10,400 people to safety out of the Taliban-held Afghanistan over a 24-hour period that ended early Monday morning. 15 C-17 flights over the next 12 hours brought out another 6,600. That's according to White House officials. The chief Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the faster pace of evacuations was due in part to coordination with Taliban commanders on getting evacuees into the airport. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a sharp rebuke of China for its incursions in the South China Sea, warning its actions there amount to coercion and intimidation, and affirming that the U.S. will support its allies in the region against Beijing's advances. The Biden administration is seeking to further solidify its pivot towards Asia, while America's decades-long focus on the Middle East comes to a messy end with the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans unvaccinated against the coronavirus to get their shots after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The U.S. drug regulator on Monday granted full approval to the Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine, making it the first to secure such Food and Drug Administration validation as health officials struggle to win over vaccine skeptics during a relentless pandemic. Biden also provided the private sector to tighten the vaccine requirement for employees in line with those Biden has imposed on federal employees. This is VOA News.